To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis on Wednesday signed the state's fentanyl accountability bill, which lawmakers described as the state's biggest response yet to the deadly synthetic opioid. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The wide-ranging and controversial plan addresses fentanyl as both a health and a crime issue. Democratic House Speaker Alec Garnett said passing it took a fight with both sides of the political spectrum.
At every step of the way, from the left to the right, people try to defeat this legislation because they would prefer, either for political purposes or for their own finger-pointing, to have nothing done.
The new law allows felonies for possessing anything more than a gram of substances laced with fentanyl, or about 10 pills. Many on the left argued this more punitive approach would be harmful, while conservatives and police pushed for zero tolerance. The law also includes tens of millions for harm reduction, education, and treatment. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A vision presented to Colorado Springs City Council this week calls for a complete revamp of a portion of Monument and Fountain Creeks. The multi-million dollar idea would include spots for tubing and kayaking, along with an expansion of both creeks for better access. Councilman Bill Murray questioned the cost and timeline of the project.
I see an incredible amount of dirt that needs to be removed.
The proposal would seek funds from grants, private donors, and a potential bond issue by the city. City Council members would have to adopt a formal master plan before any work could be done. The legal director of the ACLU of Colorado is stepping down after 26 years. Mark Silverstein led the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against federal immigration officials, and more recently in a trial where the jury found Denver police violated the rights of a dozen people protesting the murder of George Floyd in 2020. This is CPR News and KRCC.